The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Do We Know Them, episode 221, and it's going to be an interesting one.
Oh, my God. Lily has been teasing this for a hot minute. I know what it's about, and I know kind of how it ends, but I don't know all the ins and outs, I must admit.
You don't know until you've seen it.
It's one of those things you have to experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
To understand.
So shall we just jump right in?
Oh, my God. She was ready for this one. Yes, but also, isn't this something that is like kind of obscure? Like, it's like something that's not super viral on the internet.
Okay, well, right, that's now why I texted her. I was like, where did this story come from?
One random patron. Thank you for asking.
Well, it's funny because I think it's big in Australia. We're big on the Australian stories, it seems like.
You know, we are.
Yeah. Yeah. Our researcher put together a doc and I like scroll through and I'm like,
who are these people?
Yeah. Like the first one, the guy that we're going to be talking about, his name's Jack McIntosh and he has a podcast, but he only has like 10,000 followers.
Yeah. Also his profile picture, red flag. That's Dash. No, thank you.
There's enough other red flags that we don't even need to look at his profile picture. Then we have Jordan Tan, who is a model and content creator, and she's very like feminist, not anti-men, but like points out their shortcomings, you could say.
You don't have to be anti-men to be weary of men.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think that's very valid.
Yes. And it comes into play. But so she only has like just under 40,000 followers. So not that that's not like a good following, but I'm like, between the two of them, I'm like, oh, why are we talking about this?
Yeah, and now that I'm looking at his page, he offers subscriptions.
Interesting.
What could one subscribe to Jack McIntosh for?
Well, don't worry. He refers to himself in the third person.
So. No. Oh, not the
so
Elmo
bad.
Syndrome,
okay,
please.
So, basically, she makes content about decentering men.
Love that. Okay,
yeah.
Love her.
Now, what I find really confusing is that men tell me to not blame all men, not hate all men. They're not all bad. You can't just have this wall up. But then when I show that I have hope in men and I let myself be vulnerable, but then said man takes advantage of me and either assaults me, harasses me, disrespects me, whatever, then the same men want to turn around and be like, well, you should have known. You should have seen the red flags. It's so obvious. It's like, but which one is it? Because now you're blaming me for having hope in men, thinking that he wouldn't abuse me. I I'm lost for words. I'm just so confused. If you can tell me what it is that you want me to do and it's not contradictory, like, I might think about it. But until then, I'm going to hate all men. Because more often than not, I get hurt by trusting men. So why would I?
I mean, valid. Yeah.
Right?
Sure. You know what's so interesting is that all men know how bad men are. And the ones that admit it are the ones that I could start maybe considering conversations with or allowing them in circles of sorts. Although I don't have like male friends, but I'm saying like, even when I was dating, like it has to be men who understand how bad men are, and all men understand it. And the way that you know that is because when they have children, all of them, especially if they have daughters, will be like, she's never dating. Oh, fuck that. Like, I know how men are.
Exactly.
Yeah, of course you do.
Well, and that brings up the whole man versus bear. That entire thing, they missed the point and they got offended by
it. As they do. As they do. It's their specialty.
And they, like, took it so literally that it was like, so you would rather get in a fight with a bear than a man? I'm like, that's not what the question was.
And if you reverse the roles, it's so clearly like, if you ask someone, would you rather be with a bear or a woman, a random woman?
That was my favorite.
Everyone
part
would choose a woman.
Is that they do ask them that. And the guy's like, oh, the woman, obviously.
Yeah, obviously. The most random woman from God. No, I don't care. Choose her from anywhere.
Yeah.
You don't have to ask her a single question. I would prefer her. Like, come on.
Exactly. Basically, that's her whole brand, is like speaking out against like empowering women and not shitting on men, but like pointing out the problems there.
Farting on them.
Yeah, sure. if you want to put it like that. Then we have Jack's podcast.
Oh, goody. And oh, goody. I'm so excited, mate.
We don't have a huge background on him. I don't think we really need it.
I wonder why. Nobody knows anything about him.
It's very much him, like, being like Deep Thoughts USA. Well, not USA, because I guess they're in Australia, but...
Look at his fucking glasses. Those glasses are giving not a single profound thought is going to come out of his
mouth. Oh, get ready. You're going to love this.
Because you know there's no prescription in them. No. Okay, here we go.
Number one requirement is you have to stop giving a fuck what other people think about you.
Mark Manson type shit.
Yeah, it's literally been my number one thing. And it will be, like, when I'm successful in everyone else's eyes,
not now.
I'll be putting it down to that. Like, the message will not change. Like, you have to stop giving so much power to people.
Ironic, because he seems to give a lot. Well, it borderline reminds me of one of those things where it's like, they don't really have a podcast. They just sit and, like, record these clips to put on, like, TikTok and stuff.
There are some people I'm convinced do not actually have podcasts.
Oh, no, that's literally
a thing.
But he does,
right?
He does, I guess. But this is literally a thing that, like, I don't want to say it's exclusively men, but, like, it does feel like majority of the time it is men, where they're just recording sound bites about these, like, Deep Thoughts USA. And it's like, was this a part of a larger conversation?
Yeah, it's literally clip farming. Yeah. They're just trying to get viral on social media. 100%. To that, I'm like, I guess maybe you get paid off the views, but, like, wouldn't you want to actually have the podcast so that when people, if you go viral?
But that's the thing. I don't think anyone really ever wants to go see the whole podcast.
I guess not. But, I mean, that wasn't horrible.
Oh, no,
was it profound?
It wasn't. But I feel like the problem I have with it, not problem per se, it's just like the kind of eye roll I have with it is like, that is the most unoriginal, like, don't care.
Right.
Like, okay, cool. And it feels like he's really delivering it as if it is a powerful statement.
Well, he says it's going to maintain, like, that's going to be his stance, like, till he dies.
Like,
basically.
Well, yeah, isn't that pretty much what everyone says?
Okay,
though?
Go ahead.
Yeah, like, good luck.
Not very hard hitting.
Yeah. So this is where Jordan and Jack's paths collide, because Jordan gets a call, not like a call, but I guess it's like they send a voice note. It's Jack and his co-host. She did post this, but she doesn't ever say who it was. She doesn't tag them. She doesn't, like, identify them in any way. She does use their voices, but, like, as we said, I don't think anyone really knows who he is. So I don't think
is that Jack McIntosh from the Curiosity Project?
We're being such assholes, but it just...
I know. I'm sorry. I do feel kind of catty today, so I'm sorry I'm being such a bitch.
Well, I kind of feel like I want to apologize just because we haven't gotten to the bad part yet.
Oh, because we're just being too mean too soon.
Yes, exactly. Like, it'll come into play, but, like, put a pin in it. I guess he sends a voice note wanting to do, like, an interview with her.
Okay. Oh, God, the caption on screen is a bit concerning. It says, POV, two men in Perth try to convince you to meet up with them so they can try to convince you that it's quote-unquote not all men.
Yep.
Oh, no.
We obviously have seen on your socials your strong opinions towards men and how you promote power to women, which is awesome. We were just hoping to catch up with you for a coffee or, sit-down chat, whatever time suits you, just to... I guess have a chat and talk about things.
Yeah, it would be awesome to hear your perspectives and hopefully give some of our perspectives, sort of learn from each other and see where we're at, because I'm sure you don't want to feel that way for the rest of your life. I'm sure you want to be listened to, and we're two men in the space of mindset, mental health, and we'd love to have a catch up. So if that appeals to you and you're interested, let us know. We can find a time that works for us all. So yeah.
I just got this voice message from two men in Perth.
I'm sorry, really quick. I'm sure you don't want to feel... First of all, you don't know her. But second of all, what are you going to be the remedy to how she perceives every man
literally,
that she has had a negative interaction with? How are you going to heal that wound, buddy?
We want to hear your perspective. We want to share ours. It's like, we don't care about yours.
Well, I didn't even get... Like, I guess what they meant was that they wanted to have her on the podcast. But, like, what do you mean you want to meet for coffee and chat? Like, what?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't even want to film it. But it's like, I think they did. Because they wanted to, like... be the allies that are like,
that's very weird.
It's all just, like, strange. She'll tell them all.
Perth, who are apparently in the mental health and wellness space. Now, straight off the bat, it may seem like their intentions are pure, even though if we unpack a few of those things that they said to me, it's very fucking weird. Anyway, I asked what their intention was and if there was, like, a project that they are looking to work on together, or if they're interested in me, like, speaking and sharing my experience in any kind of way on social media, because that's what I do. And this is what they said.
Yes. Yeah, we totally understand that, because we are definitely similar at times in terms of business. The intention is literally just to understand perspective. Maybe we can give it a bit of our perspective. might help each other learn something.
That's so vague. Like, what do you mean?
What perspective are you trying to share? Not all men are bad.
When someone's whole thing on social media is talking about feminism and their experience with men and stuff, for them to come in so stupidly and just like be like, well, like, you seem to have a strong perspective there, bucko. Like, you know, like, even without having the conversation, they seem to have already missed the point.
Yes.
Where it's
yes.
like, you don't really want to understand her perspective. It sounds like you want to shift it. It sounds like you may think that she has had one too many experiences with the quote unquote wrong men. And that's why she put in that caption, like, they want to show me that it's not all men. That's what they want to do. And that's, as we discussed in the beginning, already you're the enemy. Like, if you don't get it, I don't know, you're already too much of a red flag.
And the kind of like savior complex of like, you don't want to live your entire life like that.
Well
sir,
help you.
I can guarantee you this conversation that you're proposing is not going to change it.
I know I may have, I don't know if it's an extreme, because like, I love the men in my life and I have met men that I love. I don't want that to be mistaken. Like, I guess I do have some extreme opinions on some men, but that's because I've been really hurt by men and I've been objectified by men and I've been just pushed down by men and abused. Like, it literally is a thing that only if you live it can you understand such disdain. There's a reason that people and women are feeling the way that we feel. And we feel fear, and it's not just coming from nowhere.
And even I feel like when you have men in your life sometimes, and I'm not saying any in your life specifically, but or even mine, I mean, I could even think of people that I've been close with that they might have been good to me, but then you know that yes, they have absolutely. Done stuff to other women. And it's like, that is because men.
It's not even like abusive things. It'll be like no, the just ways being an that asshole. They may speak like, about women. Yeah. And like derogatory. Things that I'm like, oh, interesting.
I feel like if they aren't interested in you romantically, then they aren't going to treat you the same as someone that they're trying to get something out of romantically, quote unquote.
Yeah. And I kind of perceive this like, and again, I don't know if I'm being too extreme. Like, I perceive what they're saying as like a threat, not like a physical threat, but like, it's just this like male pushiness of like, you don't get it. And we'll help you get it. Like, of course we will. We'll do that for you. Nobody asked you to be here. And I think that that's my issue with men so many times. Like, they insert themselves in situations where it's like, nobody asked you to be here and we're fine. Thank you. And I want to state, like, I know that there's a lot of guy, well, not a lot of guy girlies, but there's a few of
them.
The point isn't, and I mean, again, just circling it back to what we said in the beginning, if you know it's not about you, then it doesn't offend you.
Exactly. There's exceptions to the rule.
I just wanted to say that because, you know, guy girlies.
Yeah, no, we appreciate
you. If you're a good person, and that's what matters.
Also, yeah, I think I've always said that, like, if anything, those guys that aren't doing anything sketchy and being assholes should be mad at the other guys for giving them such a bad name, because it's like, they're outnumbered.
Yeah, I think, like, I've heard people be like, okay, not all men, but enough of you. Like, enough men have hurt women. And every woman that I know has been hurt by a man in some way, shape, or form. And it's not even, it's usually not just like, oh, he broke my heart. Like, it's
no.
Usually something way worse.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that we have valid feelings. And I think she absolutely does. And had I gotten a message like this, my eyes would have gotten stuck from rolling them so far fucking back in my head.
I just like, would have been so confused. And the fact that she even followed up, she was like, well, what are your intentions here? Like, what are you trying to, do you want to work together on something? Like, why do you want to talk to me? Like, this is so weird.
We just want to change your point of view, man. You don't want to live like this forever, you little girl. Come on.
Anyway, being the kind person that I am, I gave them the opportunity to walk away with some kind of dignity. And I said, unfortunately, this doesn't align with me and I don't picture an outcome that I'm fulfilled by. But if you're really interested in my perspective, feel free to continue on following my social media journey. And I would also recommend reading some literature written by women or donating to charities that support us. I've attached some links. I literally sent like a Perth Foundation for Women link, a podcast on the male loneliness epidemic, a book about Boys Will Be Boys by Clementine Four.
And she didn't have to do that. It's not her job to fucking baby them into learning about how women feel and why we feel the way we do.
Get ready for the response on the links.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
Another book called Men Who Hate Women. Because if you were really interested in what I had to say and like my perspective, then you would go and read these things.
Yep.
But this is what they said back.
Hey Jordan, that is a shame to hear. I've just got a couple questions left. What doesn't quite align, I guess, because I just asked to have a conversation and hopefully we could learn from each other. So yeah, I'm not sure what outcome you were picturing that would be feeling. I'd love to know. But yeah.
this guy has started like his rejection therapy journey and posts all about it online. So I said to him, for someone who supposedly practices rejection therapy, you don't seem to handle it very well.
Oh, girl.
I wish I could say that I was surprised that two straight white men can't understand why a woman would feel uncomfortable meeting up with two complete strangers mm-hmm. that are males to talk about perspective. There was so much negative undertone and like vague intention. Which implies to me that they don't actually give a single fuck about my opinion and my experiences.
Right.
Or more importantly, how to be a better ally to women in the war that we're fighting every single fucking day. It doesn't feel like they actually want to listen to me or learn from me. It seems like they just want to project their own deeply insecure beliefs mm-hmm. on how not all men, that I don't have to live like this for the rest of my life. Like, how is it that you think that I live? Because I live a pretty fucking happy life. Why on earth would I agree to this? Like, I deal with incels like this on a daily fucking basis, but it genuinely shocks me how beyond inappropriate this is, that they have sat down together, two grown men have sat down together to try and lure me into a fucking corner in order to gain some kind of weird sense of control over me and my beliefs. Or think that they can somehow save me from the misogynistic assumptions that they've made about me. And you can play victim all you want, saying that all you wanted to do was have a conversation. But I don't owe you anything. Like, I have every single right to just say no, I don't have the yep. time. Like, I don't want to do this. And I gave you the chance to walk away with some kind of dignity and send you a bunch of really helpful resources in order to gain perspective. But this wasn't just a conversation they were after. It was a pathetic attempt of a power move that had complete selfish intent. Because what the fuck do I benefit out of doing that?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is your sign to not fuck with me. Thank you. Bye.
Period. Also, it's so true. If they had genuine intentions and if their intentions had been what they stated they were, it would have been as soon as she sent those links and was like, hey, absolutely not. I don't feel comfortable with this. They would have just been like, heard. Got it. I hope you have a great day.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to change her mind. She clocked that and they didn't like that. First of all, you're this offended that someone didn't want to come on your podcast. You are someone who is not a well-known podcaster trying to get someone as a guest, or I don't even know what.
Yeah, because they don't technically ask to have her on the podcast. It's just like, we just want to get a coffee, have a chat. It's like, what?
Yeah, I'm confused in general what they wanted from her.
She
coffee,
is too.
To have her on the podcast. Yeah, she didn't even know. I just think that like she had every right to not want to meet up with two random ass men.
I wouldn't have even responded.
No, truly, same. Same, and she's an like, angel for doing so. Weird. And bye. Linking them to resources, queen.
So...
I'm sorry. Is that an actual quote from the video we're about to watch?
Yes. It's my favorite one. Don't. Okay. Don't reveal it.
Okay. I am just going to click. So this is Jack. So the other guy isn't in this, right?
It's I don't even
Jack
know what McIntosh. The other guy's name is. No.
This is like his response to her posting a video that doesn't name him
Correct.
Or tag him.
Correct. He identifies himself as they do.
I love when people do that. They're like, it's me. And fine, now, you got
literally,
me.
I shit you not, there are now articles.
Oh, God. That is so embarrassing.
I know.
And again, I haven't seen this video, but I did see the first few seconds to even determine, like, should we talk about this? And all I saw was a man, like, sobbing. And I was like, wait, what? I don't know. Let's have a researcher look more into it. The fact that that was his response, he crashed out so hard over that, is insane.
News.com/AU. Perth podcaster cries after woman rejects him.
Oh my God. That's your legacy
and
now.
The secondary
Congratulations.
Headline is, a Perth content creator has broken down in tears after he approached a woman and she declined his weird offer.
Weird offer.
A
is
woman
very
wrote it.
On the
I
nose.
Love it.
Oh my God. I'm so excited to see this. Okay. This is Jack McIntosh crashing out.
It's good.
Oh, wait. No. That is the other guy. No?
He's in it, just I guess, friend? But he doesn't really talk.
Okay.
I don't talk.
Oh my God.
That was a teaser.
This is day 18 of getting rejected every single day. And today's going to look a little bit different. Because for maybe most of you, you might have seen a video that was made about mostly me and my friend. To me, it feels like I'm literally just a guy doing a thing, trying to be better, trying to inspire people as much as possible.
I will say guys just doing things is mainly the problem. That's usually what we have an issue with.
Not him holding the lapel mic.
Okay, literally, the fucking little mics with the fluffy head
I
are so comical
get
to me.
What they're for.
And so wait, this was like a clip of, I'm guessing this is deleted now, obviously. That is a clip in the beginning that he put almost like as a teaser.
Yes, that was like the grab.
I literally can't. What is this?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Trying to be better, trying to inspire people as much as possible. And I thought I was doing a pretty decent job. The reason I decided to message Jordan Tan, was to have a conversation. To give context to that, Egan and I catch up with strangers all the time. It's one of our passions. We love talking to strangers, getting to know their story, understanding perspectives. Like, isn't that what we're here to do? Share stories, share experiences, sweet, knowledge, learn from each other. No one is perfect. Jordan Tan, you're not perfect. Jack McIntosh, he is not perfect. No one listening to this is perfect.
Yeah,
first
third person.
Of all, for all the comments.
That's one. There's another one.
Come at me and slander me. Have a look inside as well. Look, whatever you want to say about me, you can say.
Whoa. Slander. Let me go back. I'm sorry I missed that.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, for all the comments that want to come at me and slander me, have a look inside as well. Look, whatever you want to say about me, you can say. Do you truly know me? When you said that the values didn't align and you didn't see a good, perfect picture ending, the reason I asked why is because I was genuinely curious. I'm a fucking curious person. I just didn't see the harm in it. I've never read a book. And so when you send me these books, I don't want to say it goes over my head, but when people tell me to read any book, whether I have a fear of reading books, I don't know. But I have never read a book before. I learned through conversation.
At first I was wait, don't laugh. Maybe he's illiterate.
No, I was literally about to say, Lily, we can't laugh at someone who can't read.
But then he follows it up with, I have a fear of books, maybe. I don't know.
Also, I can't even say we can't laugh at someone who can't read. We had a whole Leah Michelle episode, and that was
a joke, though, and I didn't genuinely think she couldn't read. This? What the fuck do you mean you have a fear of books?
Yeah, because if he was illiterate, he would have said it, right?
I would assume so. I feel like people that are illiterate don't say they're scared of books.
Did you go to school? Like, what do you mean you
I've never read a book.
You literally have to read books when you're younger.
Never read one.
Like a child
he
book?
Says never, like a, never one.
First of all, she sends you links that weren't books also.
That's what I was going to say. Also, didn't she send you a podcast and like...
He has a fear of donating to women's causes is what I really think it is.
But the follow-up, again, like if it was that he was illiterate, sure.
Yeah, no, I would have totally understood that.
But it doesn't seem like that's it.
Listen, you could even just be like, I didn't even have time to read the book. I was just reacting or whatever. This take is crazy.
I am the first to say I don't read. Like, I mean, I don't read books.
I tried to read the other day. It hurt my
articles
brain.
And stuff. Like, there's different mediums that I will read, but I don't remember last time I've sat down and read a book.
Right. It's hard. Try doing it now. It literally
it's
is difficult
scary.
With our attention spans. Yeah, the fucking fear thing is insane. I really want to rewind that just one. I want to run it back. Please. Just one time.
I'm a fucking curious person. I just didn't see the harm in it. I've never read a book. And so when you send me these books, I don't want to say it goes over my head, but when people tell me to read any book, whether I have a fear of reading books, I don't know. But I have never read a book before.
What do you mean you don't know? The fact that he says whether I have a fear of books, I don't know. It's like, well, I think you do know though. Like, are you afraid of books?
Are you afraid? Let's talk about it. I actually want to hear more about that.
I'm so confused.
You're not scared. First of all, you probably haven't read books in your adult life, which is fine. A lot of people haven't. I barely read books ever. And I mean, honestly, I haven't read a book in years.
But I've never read a book, period.
That's just not true. If you're not illiterate, you've probably read a book. And also, again, she sent you other links.
Yeah.
It's just, it's all, it, come on. And it also, he seems like he's like choked up. Like,
well,
he's
and like,
crying.
I don't think she responded with voice notes. So he had to read the responses.
Stop. Oh my God. Maybe his partner read it to him. It's a Leah Michelle thing all over again. I don't know. And also, it's not like, I don't think being illiterate is funny. That's just, but I don't think he's illiterate.
That's the thing.
That's what's funny.
If it was that, this wouldn't be funny. It's he shifted to, he might have a fear of books.
I just don't know what he thought that was going to do for him.
Okay. I don't know.
Sorry. That's so good. Oh my God, that is so good.
Pretty. I haven't heard something like that in a long
just
time.
Of books? Not sure.
People, good or bad, that's just me. All I can do is be me and be a better me every single day. I'd like to think I've changed a fuckload in the past 2 years. Like, fuck.
Oh, God, what'd you used to do?
Oh, get ready.
He speaks like he murdered someone.
I mean, he gets into very vague, but potentially domestic violence situations.
Shut the fuck up. Oh God.
Oh, gotta come comfort him.
Why do they both have the same haircut? Quite unfortunate. Is that an Australian thing?
But that was the clip also from the beginning. The cold open.
Oh, what'd he say? Oh, he's crashing out. Hold on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, he's crashing the fuck out.
I didn't want to show it. I don't want to show people that I cry. Do I?
Well, I think you do.
But I'm going to fucking do it.
The cold open.
Because I fucking care a lot. I care a lot that I have changed. Because there was a time where... Oh.
I want to clarify. I don't think that it's funny when men cry, nor do I think that it's a sign of weakness. No. And I think that that's an unfortunate generalization that's been made is men don't cry, keep it all in.
Regardless of gender, though, this is a weird thing to be crying about.
Had this been a woman, I would be laughing.
Yes.
Because had she been scared of books and the whole thing, it would have been just as funny.
Well, and also like, to say, oh, I don't want people to see me cry. But it's like, well, sir, you do though, because you again use this as the cold open for this clip.
Not only that, he's literally editing it like the silences in between his sniffles. Like mm-hmm. he's editing that so that he's just like, oh, I can't show this, mate. Like all that. And then you're showing, like,
well, you're showing it.
So obviously you're pulling shit.
It. Yeah.
And then I'm sure that if we were to ask him, which I would never.
He was just trying to be
vulnerable. He would probably say like, it was like a teaching moment. Like, that's why I wanted to show it, because it's like, I'm talking about vulnerabilities, to which I say, some people are just funny when they cry. And he is one of them. And also the subject matter does make it funnier. But you don't think some people are funny? Like Kim Kardashian, when she cries, it's just funny.
Well, and it's just no matter what she cries about. What are you crying about? She like, just said she didn't want to like have a conversation with you. Calm down.
Yeah, I think the
like it goes much deeper into the misogyny and stuff, where it's like, God forbid a woman say no and you literally crash the fuck out so hard that you are like sobbing and like having a breakdown right now. Like, are you kidding? She just didn't want to have a conversation with you.
I was a nice person and I've hurt a lot of fucking people. Oh. Fuckload. I have to live with that. And
so do they.
I shamed myself for it. I felt so fucking guilty. I'm actually thankful, Jordan, because as for the rejection therapy stuff, you guys have got so much to say about it. So much to say, but little would you know.
Oh my God.
I literally need to pause it to take breaks. I'm so uncomfortable.
I know.
But also, all I hear is me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I have come so far. Mm-hmm. I hurt a lot of people. I have to live with that. They have to live with it. And you're a dick for doing it. And sure, have your own journey with that. But speaking in the me, when you're addressing something like that, to me shows you haven't changed for shit. God, imagine he sees this video. He's just going to go running naked down the fucking street. Like, what the fuck is he going to do when we post this?
Just keep watching.
Oh my God. This might be the craziest crash out from a person that we've covered to date. Let's see what happens. But also, everything you're displaying right now is exactly why she didn't want to have a conversation with you. I mean, God, this is like worst case of fucking scenario. Like, if I saw a man doing this in public.
Well, and the whole rejection therapy thing, it's like,
oh yeah, I was going to ask, what is that?
I don't know.
Like, exposure therapy to rejection?
It's not going well.
You know, literally. Like,
I don't know.
Does he just have a fear of rejection along with books? This is so insane. I don't even think we've covered something so bizarre.
It's so weird. I just am like, what the fuck is happening? But keep watching.
Okay. I'm scared.
So much to say, but little would you know. When I was a kid, I used to struggle to ask my parents questions. I used to struggle to ask any questions to anyone because I was scared. I was fucking scared of hearing no. I don't know why, but I was.
Wait, what do you mean?
So as much as it seems like fun and games, and I might be hurting people,
it seems like that's
my intentions are so fucking pure.
Oh my God, so fucking pure.
He's starting to scare me a little bit. Like, I feel like there's two types of men that are embedded with so much misogyny and like just act out on it impulsively. It's either the type of man that you reject and they tell you that you're a fucking ugly bitch and they never wanted you anyway.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever the fuck this is.
Where it's like, he recognizes it, it seems like, but then at the exact same time, he like, is like, poor me.
I don't know what he recognizes. Because he's even saying things about his childhood. And like, I thought it was going to get deep, where he's just like, you know, I used to like fear asking my parents questions. I'm like, oh my God, there must have been some abuse there. And then he goes, I don't even know why. I just didn't like hearing no. And it's like, well, like, welcome why? To being because a man. They don't like hearing no.
I was going to say, that's, I mean, pretty common thing among your kind.
Everything he says, again, like with the book, I thought it was going to be, oh, he's illiterate. And then with that, I'm like, oh, he was abused. None of that seems to be true.
Maybe he was, but it's weird that he stops short doesn't of sharing any of the reasoning behind any of this.
And it's like, you were scared to ask your parents questions? Like,
he was scared same. To ask strangers questions, I guess. I used to like be like scared to talk. I would like hide behind my mom's dress. and be like,
yeah. Well, I mean, even as I got older, like, I would be scared to ask my mom, like, can I sleep over someone's house? Like, she would always say no and get upset with me because she was totally against sleepovers, which honestly valid. But like, I just feel like he's just being very vague and then also seems to be trying to justify why he's crashing out so hard.
Now this is like triggering him to like let all this out.
As like an extreme form of rejection. And then since he was already doing the rejection therapy, like here we go.
Also like she is a complete stranger that has zero obligation. It was just to have a conversation. And she didn't even say like, no, you fucking weirdo. Like she was actually like pretty.
That's why I'm saying he's going to crash out if he should see this episode.
Possibly. But I also think not he probably as nice already as was crashing out once he saw all of the news articles that are written about him now.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to get better. I really, really, really do. And fuck am I. I'm actually so glad this is happening. I'm really grateful.
How are you?
I've learned a lot. You don't have to tell me how much creepy men have been to women because fuck me, I've done some weird shit that I'm happy to own because I was young and I was fucking didn't know what was happening. I didn't know. All you can do in this life is try to be better than you were yesterday. And fuck, that's all I try to do. Like, honestly, thank you, Jordan, for rejecting me in the way that I needed. I'm actually very happy this happened because it taught me a lesson. Sometimes I'm loose with my words and I just say things. I'm a voice memo person. Anyone that knows me knows that I say.
What does that mean? I'm a voice memo. I mean, some people are, I guess.
I'm like crying again.
Okay, first of all, did he just admit, like, I've done weird shit?
Yes, but it gets worse.
Do you need to be investigated?
Because
I'm
watching.
Scared. Oh my God.
I send fucking voice memos and I blabber and just like this video, it's not linear. It's not straightforward. It might not even make sense. And fuck, do I not want to post this because I'm crying? But this is fucking real. Does not get more real than this. Truly. I'm just a normal fucking guy trying to be better and trying to inspire people. And I just don't think we should tear that down.
It's
I really don't.
To do what?
To any women out there that has been affected by me, truly, I'm fucking truly sorry. I reached out when we did this podcast about domestic violence. I reached out to people. Fuck. I reached out to people that I knew and remembered that I'd hurt and caused trauma to. I reached out to them and they didn't want anything to do with me. And really? I respected that. Fuck, I respected that. And it caused so much good reflection. And I will never, ever try and be perfect because it's fucking impossible.
Sir, stop talking. You just, like, admitted to a crime.
Yeah,
like,
literally, I'm like,
what the fuck are you doing?
He threw in the domestic violence and I was like, whoa. It started with, like, oh, I did some weird shit. And it's like, okay, well, maybe he just means, like, he was
dude, seriously?
A creep. But like, then it, like, escalates.
He
and I'm
scares
like, what
me.
The fuck?
Genuinely, he scares me and I'm not even trying to be funny. Like, he's making me uncomfortable through the screen.
Yeah.
I cannot fathom in person. And I think that Jordan was, I mean, again, I don't think I would have even answered, but I think she was, like, so fucking spot on for not wanting to meet two random men, because look at what could happen. This could be what you meet. Like, that is fucking terrifying.
Well, because they have decided that their new career path is, oh, we're gonna do an uplifting podcast about how we're these reformed men who understand, like,
reformed men scare me.
Oh my god.
They really scare me more than
I'm just
the rest.
Like, but you aren't though, like, very clearly,
obviously. What is no, what like, even what is the happening? Display of emotion I'm witnessing? Again, it's not that men can't cry, it's just, what is this? And why does it make me feel like it's not even just sadness, it feels like deep-rooted anger is seething through him. Like, it does not feel kosher at all. It
does
not feel
like
someone who's just
that other people don't like, he feels like he's made so much progress and other people aren't acknowledging that, and it's like, how dare they? And it's like, I don't even know what progress we needed to make, but it doesn't feel like we did.
Honestly, do I feel like people who commit domestic violence and like do horrible things to people, do I hope that they could reform? Of course I do. I hope that people who still have to live on this earth with us, especially if they're free and not in prison, like, I do hope that they can be reformed to a certain extent. However, you don't deserve anyone's grace. Most people, at least everybody I know, has never hit their partner, has never engaged in domestic violence. And for you to admit that you hurt multiple people, you traumatize multiple people, nobody has to like sit with you on your platform and give you grace, and like even online give you like, nobody has to do shit for you. And the day that you realize that, you'll actually maybe start stepping towards a better future. But right now, like, you are stuck in a victim mentality when it seems like you're the person who has victims.
That's not 100% the other way around. Thing. It's like, he is like, oh, feel bad for me because I'm going through this hard, like, self-realization that I'm an asshole. What?
Literally, it's like the men, like I mentioned in the other episode, the men that get cheated on and then are sobbing on their knees.
Yep.
And are just like, please don't do it. Why would you do it?
Like, oh, hello, and sir. Like, consequences.
Get a grip.
Actions.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. It's so fucking weird. And it is something that manipulative people in general do to try to gain sympathy when they're the ones that are doing something wrong.
And even him earlier saying that, like, he used to be weird and, like, the person I used to be, blah, blah. And then he was like, I don't even know why I did it. I don't even know.
Because you have a lot of unresolved shit.
Because you're a man and you felt like you were allowed to. It shouldn't be like, oh, I don't know why I did that. It's like, no, you know. It's just, like, not a pretty thing to
literally look into. This feels like a man that was, like, forced into self-reflection and is just crashing out because of it. He's just not used to processing those types of emotions.
But the fact that also he's outing himself again because she did not tag him, she did not name him.
He's literally confessing to, like, everything he's ever done in his life. Yeah. Like, you're not the brightest.
While all the eyeballs are on him now. They weren't before.
I'm literally just a guy, man. A guy with a big vision. This is Jack McIntosh out of the fucking flesh of it. Like, fuck.
Did you hear it?
What? Whatever persona or whatever you think I am, this is fucking me. I am emotional.
Sir, unfortunately, I know nothing about you. This is my first fucking impression and a lot of people's first impression.
He just wants you to know about Jack McIntosh.
He's just like, this is me. Do you really want to own that? This is you? This is it?
But the two in one podcast of third person mentions, far too impressive. That's far too many. Yeah.
I know what it's like to suffer in silence. Oh. I really do. So I can...
Do you?
I feel empathy towards women that suffer in silence every day because, fuck, I know what it's like to suffer, and fucking close people to me, they've suffered too. At the end of the day, I just wanted a fucking conversation. If you've listened this far, thank you. And Jordan, I would still love to have a conversation with you. Oh, thank you.
Fuck, sir. Right,
I wouldn't
off.
Go. Literally, if I saw you in my vicinity, I would turn and fucking sprint.
This was the weirdest thing I've ever
scary.
Listened to.
Dude, this is genuinely very, very scary behavior. Like, he terrifies me. I'm not joking. Like, I genuinely feel like he's the type of person. I'm not going to say it.
I said it was giving manifesto vibes.
Yeah, it's giving a little bit of manifesto. Yeah, it really is. It's not even like me trying to put that on him. It's just like, he's like, thank you, Jordan. Like, it's like seeming like
it's
a villain
fucking
speech.
It's like calling out specific people for, like, oh, this person made me see that. It's like, I don't think that's what they were trying to do.
Well, and also, like, she absolutely was not trying to have this back and forth with you. That's why she didn't name you. She has every right to tell her story of her perception with that interaction with you. And in my opinion, she was very graceful in not naming you. And then you do this? Like, what? What do you
Whatever
want people
this
to do
is.
With this? Yeah. Did he think people were going to watch it and be like, wow, what a raw and real emotion.
Yes. You heard him at one point. He's like, oh, I don't want to even include this, but it's real. Is it? Well, I don't know what
this is. First of all, I've had many emotions and so have many people around me. And, you know, this doesn't feel even real. It seems like you're performing. We didn't get to the last second of it, though. Let me just play the last few little moments. Oh God, it's just him crying. Oh my God, it was just him sobbing on the couch silently. Okay.
So that's where we're at.
Wow. Has Jordan responded? No.
I don't believe so. As far as our
Jordan.
Oh yeah, no, he posted a second apology video to TikTok, but it's now the account is private.
Nobody downloaded it?
I don't know. Maybe. Okay. I think I got it.
I'm taking accountability for my actions and the way that I've made Jordan Tant feel and anyone else that I might have offended. My approach was very naive. I'm now taking the time to educate myself and try be better every single day. I just wanted to try and spark a conversation with Jordan and learn from her experiences, as I am a mental health advocate. I would never want anyone to feel the way that I've made Jordan feel, and for that, I'm truly sorry.
Are you gonna read books? Is that what he is trying to say? Because that is a big step. But it seems like he's a lot calmer. He realizes that that approach isn't going to get him the result that he wanted. And I mean, your approach wasn't naive. It was scary. It was a behavior that a lot of women probably felt triggered watching, because that felt a little bit triggering to see. Like, some parts of it were funny. And then others were like, again, had you been in the same room as me, I would have felt scared.
Apparently, Jordan has responded. And she has some words.
Oh, my God. Do you know what? Like, it's fine. It's actually so fine.
Even though the disrespect was 5 times louder than the apology, it's fine because I cannot keep watching you do this to yourself. I have the capacity to forgive you. Now, I can't speak for everyone else, but genuinely, like, I just don't care. The whole thing to me was just hilarious, and it was just another day in my life of, like, dealing with incels. But it did get serious when I found out that you'd actually disrespected and hurt a lot of other people in the community. So, yeah, I can't guarantee that they're going to forgive you. But I do, and I'm going to go so far as to give you the perspective that you were after. This is my piece of advice. Please, for the love of God, stop fucking posting on the internet, bro. Like, I can't keep having people send me these videos. Put the phone down for a bit. Take a breather.
Yeah.
Meditate. Realign with yourself. Do things that make you feel more connected to yourself. Go to therapy. I know I'm going to go to therapy after this because this is a lot. Just take some time for yourself. Remove yourself from the situation and try journaling. That really helps me. Your friend, on the other hand, bring him out. What's the deal? Like, why is he so silent? Why is he letting you be so loud while he sits in silence? It's giving, he's letting you take the fall, and he's enabling this behavior from you so that he gets off the hook. Where's the blonde guy? Bring him out. Because he's actually the one that I am more pissed off at. Interesting that he wanted to be involved when you sent me the voice note, but now... crickets. Anyway, I've literally had like 4 hours sleep. My adrenaline is so high right now. I'm working 51 hours in like 8 days or something ridiculous. And I'm trying to process trauma that's like completely irrelevant to this. But yeah, I'm going to get some sleep, guys.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow.
She gave him a lot of grace. And I think that that's what oftentimes people who are much more emotionally intelligent can bring themselves to do. I also think that his video was his karma. And I think that like, he got pretty much more than she could thrust upon him. You know what I mean? Like, he definitely attracted the type of energy that hopefully can push him into a corner of learning and understanding.
Debatable.
And realizing why she would be scared to go on a coffee date with him and his friend, why he is someone that is, in my opinion, not a trusted adult, okay? Not someone that I would want near myself, anybody I love. Like, genuinely, your behavior is scary, and like, you do need mental, like, if you, especially your whole podcast is about mental health, you do need help from a mental health professional, like genuinely.
Well, yeah. I mean, the fact that not only was he trying to initiate it to begin with, where it's like, I don't think you're ready for that conversation.
Yeah, you're trying to skip over a few things there, Bucko. Yeah. And again, he didn't even want to learn from her. He wanted like her to learn from him, which is so ironic.
Exactly, which is the problem.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
But then also to have that reaction for something so not, like, if you can't handle rejection from a complete stranger who doesn't know you, who has no obligation to have this conversation with you, and it's going to send you into this kind of a spiral, I think we need to take a step back and reevaluate what's going on.
And especially him being like, I've changed for the better, that scares me even more, especially in the same sentence that you're talking about that you used to engage in domestic violence and you have likely hit women before.
That's, I don't feel like anyone has admittedly engaged in domestic violence and traumatized multiple people from his own admittance. I'm like, maybe we shouldn't be like, I've changed. Maybe it should be like, we're still working on it. You know?
Well, even that, it's just like, you cannot just like sit and just work through that one on your own.
Exactly. Like, I'm like, that isn't like a oh, snap my fingers, I realized it's wrong and now I'm not going to do it. Like, that is a deep seated, like something is, you need to dive a little deeper. There.
Yeah, he either has extreme anger issues, which I was personally picking up on, you know, even through his sadness, it felt like it felt like he was like shaking, like it was like very, very concerning energy coming through my screen. But yeah, I just, this is like super alarming and a perfect display of why what we said in the beginning is pretty valid for to feel when it comes to men, because this is such an irrational response. And usually it is that way. When you reject a man in a club, when you tell them, no, get away. That's why women have just started like barking or just carrying weapons. And it's just like, fuck you. Like, there's no talking to you in that state of mind. That came from virtually nothing.
It's very much like you said, how there's the type of guy that, like, they're hitting on you and then you reject them and suddenly it's like, well, I didn't want you anyway, you ugly bitch. And it's
literally
like, well, I bet you did.
I wasn't ugly 3 seconds ago.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, you were pretty interested 3 seconds ago.
And then it gets even more concerning when you think about things like this person being in a relationship with a woman, and let's say she denies him sexually or denies him physically in any way, and he retaliates by either hurting her.
How dare you? We're in a relationship. You have to say yes to me.
Yeah. He definitely gives concerning energy, and I know that's why he's doing his, I guess, like, rejection therapy, but you can't do this one on your own, buddy. Like, I genuinely think that's kind of scary that he's just trying to, like, woo-saw his way through this one, where it's just like, no.
Like you said, like, exposure therapy? I feel like that's a step to, that's like a risky kind of thing when you haven't addressed all the things that are causing you to have these kind of disproportionate reactions.
Yeah, what a interesting topic.
I told you it was a doozy.
That was really fucking strange. And the book line, I mean, really goes down in history, to be honest.
It's completely separate. I would just like to know if he's addressing his phobia of reading. Or was it just books in general? I don't know, I'm just
scared of books or what it is.
Are e-books okay? Or is it just like physical books?
They just have videos of him as a child. His mom opens a book. He's like, I just need to know more. Okay. Well, wow. Anyway, amazing. Thank you guys for sticking along through that journey. That was really something. Jordan,
roller coaster.
You're a queen. All right. Yeah, anyway, moving on. Before we continue, we really quickly want to thank today's sponsor, and that's Bumble. Kind of ironic, isn't it?
I was going to say, hopefully there will be more men on Bumble that aren't like the one we just talked about. And while, I don't even remember what his name is, Jack?
Jack, isn't it?
Yeah, he wasn't very good at making his intentions clear, but that's something that is great with Bumble now, because you can very much put your intentions out there, say what you're looking for, what you're not looking for, and it'll definitely narrow down your results to not have you waste your time. Which that happens a lot with dating. So,
and the cool thing about Bumble is that they encourage women to lead with like things that they're interested in.
And that ranges from everything from like interests. So like for mine, I have that I'm like interested in photography, because that's not necessarily something I need you to be interested in, but it'd be nice to have someone with a shared interest.
So yeah, if you guys are feeling a little lost in the dating world, go ahead and create your own profile on Bumble. Be as authentic as you possibly can. And let us know if you, you know, find your future partner on there. That would be amazing. A story stemming from a sponsor?
It would. I mean, I'm still looking for mine, so stay tuned.
I believe in you, girl. So if you guys want to get started, go ahead and download Bumble and let us know how it goes. But thank you so much to Bumble for being an amazing sponsor of this podcast.
Next we have a bit of a cake gate.
Love that. Happy birthday, Trilby. Lives in my heart forever.
Right. There's not that much to this. It's more of just a kind of discussion we'll have, and I actually have some, personal insight from one of our followers who, bakes really pretty cakes.
And heart cakes too, right? Like that's thing.
So it's like the vintage style heart cakes are like super trendy now. And I feel like even they started to really come back after, isn't it Taylor Swift? Is it Blank Space in her video? She has one.
Maybe.
She like stabs it a bunch of times. But yeah, super trendy these days. And there are a bunch of like independent bakers, such as our follower, who I'll get to in a minute. But apparently Walmart has now started putting out these cakes. And they're only $25, which a lot of the bakers, I guess they have some grievances.
I've seen a few of these on my For You page. I've seen both people at Walmart making them. And then I've seen a few bakers having commentary on it. And I think that the overall sentiment is that because Walmart is a giant corporation that notoriously underpays their workers, and that's how they keep their profit margins so large and how they're able to price things so low, it basically makes it so that people will want those home bakers to have similar pricing, or they'll just be like, oh, fuck it, I'm going to Walmart. And I think that Walmart in general has been a threat to mom and pop shops and stuff in general. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I think wherever a Walmart goes, it like fucks all local business, because
for sure.
You could just go to Walmart and get it cheaper.
In the grand scheme of things, for sure. Yeah. I think personally for this specific thing, I do feel a little differently, because one, obviously Walmart is able to like how they pay their employees separate. They're going to be able to mass order like ingredients. Their situation allows them to cut costs like in certain places, and it's going to make it so they can afford to make cakes a lot cheaper. I saw someone even bring up that no one really is going to Walmart just to go buy a cake.
I don't know.
If you go to Walmart usually, though, it's usually not like a one-stop, like, I'm just buying one thing and then I'm leaving.
Yes, but also I will say, seeing these heart cakes specifically, I'm not a person that buys a lot of cakes. The last time I bought a cake was for my daughter's first birthday to have, like, smash cakes. But I don't really order cakes, even on birthdays. I do, like, the nothing bundt cake or something like that. Like, I don't, like, buy home decorated cake that's like themed and shit,
which that was going to go into my feeling on it. It's that people that are buying really like nice custom fancy cakes for a birthday, for an event of some kind, from these private bakers that are going to have to charge much more because they can't afford to sell $25 cakes because they wouldn't make any money. I think that that is a different market than the people that are probably going to be buying them at Walmart, just because like they're seeking out something rather than Walmart. It's kind of like, oh, they have cakes.
And, well, it's like, the same difference as like Walmart sells sourdough bread, but I'm not going to buy it from Walmart. I would rather buy it from someone local for like four times the price. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That would make sense.
Well, and whether that's because it tastes better, because you feel inclined to support a local business over at Walmart. I just feel like the people that are going to be buying these at Walmart are not the people that were buying them from private bakers and suddenly are going, you aren't charging $25. I'm going to take my business to Walmart. Like, I feel like the people that are spending that much on cakes understand why they're spending that much on cakes, you know?
Yeah, I will say, when I was getting to the fact that I don't really buy cakes, I've been seeing these heart cakes everywhere. And then I saw that it was going viral with Walmart, and it did cross my mind of like, oh shit, like that would be kind of cute, since I don't go and like I don't like get cakes from home bakers really almost ever. Then if I did need a cake, like that would be a cute thing to do. And then when I started seeing it was like controversial, I was like, oops, like, because I could afford a cake from a local person as well, so I should want to support them.
But back to my point is that you wouldn't be probably buying them from that. Like, it's not because you're picking Walmart over the baker, it's just because it's like you never really were seeking those out to begin with, so you're like, oh cool, Walmart, cheap. And you're also, I don't think, expecting homemade quality, like really great.
So that's another
Walmart
thing.
Cake.
I saw someone who makes these heart cakes talking about this, and they said like Walmart doesn't crumb coat their cakes, which is I think when they like ice it before they put that outer layer
of
icing.
Any of that means. Yeah.
And yeah, it's like a whole thing. And they were talking about basically how it's going to be different from Walmart, which like obviously I would hope that people that were getting this cake would know that. But looking on the screen right here from these screenshots, not only is the cake $24.98, but it's EBT eligible. So we're talking about making something accessible that otherwise just would not be. And I think that overall that wins, even though evil overlord corporation,
absolutely.
Walmart
is. But it
is
making
evil.
Something accessible to more people that wouldn't have even had the opportunity to get a birthday cake before.
Yeah.
Much less
exactly.
One like this.
Oh yeah. If you want a heart cake like this from a home baker, you're going to pay like $150. Easily.
Yeah, it's anywhere from like 100 to, I mean, on the high end, I'm sure like up to 200. But I've seen around 100 is like the general price point. And I think most people that are going to these bakers and buying that understand that that is because like ingredients, especially now groceries and stuff, ingredients are expensive. It's going to add up. And it takes a long time. I also am not positive if you can like get these super customized.
Well, it says pick up in 3 days.
Well,
so
these
definitely...
obviously not. These, I mean, these are like Valentine's Day, like general.
No, I
ones.
Know, but even these, they're not like pick up same day. Like, it's not like they're sitting out in a cooler. I think they are.
Oh, no,
made to
but
order.
Like when I Google it on mine, like I can pick it up today.
Well, the one on the bottom is blank, like the.
So that's,
the
I think, where it's like,
is...
and then you can like maybe add your own text or something or ask them to write something on it. But when you look at home bakers, they're very much like customizing it like completely. It is like they're from scratch. It is a creative project and they're doing an awesome job.
Yeah. And what's kind of confusing though is like it's now a thing because of the heart cakes, but like cakes in grocery stores has been a thing forever and they've always been cheap.
And you obviously, like, if you are looking for the caliber of cake from like a private baker that you're seeing, you've seen their work and you're like, oh wow, they really know what they're doing. Or maybe you've heard from someone that they taste really good. I think it's a combo of those. Walmart, it's like, okay, you're getting a cake from Walmart. Like, I'm sure it's fine, but it's like, it probably tastes like a cake from Walmart. Like, you're not going to be like, this is the best cake I've ever eaten.
Like, for instance,
life.
Like Publix, like, I love their fucking cakes. I think they're delicious. I love their icing. Like, I've heard that the Walmart cakes are good tasting as well. I just don't understand why bakers are mad at this. Because some
are,
right?
So that was my thing.
Yeah, very much.
And I was like, it feels like they're kind of just projecting because it feels like it's not that big of a deal. And it's not taking away. Again, my whole point is Walmart doing this, I think, is opening up the market to more people that probably wouldn't have ever bought these cakes. I don't think it's stealing customers from bakers that have been establishing themselves and have more expensive cakes.
Got it. Okay. So this is one of those home bakers talking about this?
Yes. Create This Cake With Me will we discuss the Walmart vintage hard cake drama and why it really upsets and affects me as a home baker and business owner. So Walmart recently started selling vintage hard cakes for only $5 to $20. It's extremely cheap.
I keep seeing this range, $5 to $20, and I'm like, I don't think $5 feels extreme. I have not seen that anywhere. So I
have
yet to see that.
Maybe they have a coupon? I don't know.
Maybe. I've only seen $25.
That is not what you think. Don't care if Walmart's going to undersell me for a vintage hard cake. You know what? Times are tough right now, and if you want that cute look for your birthday photo, then I am so glad that Walmart has a cheaper option. But what is actually grinding my gears here are the people in the comments under videos advertising the cake, complaining about what home bakers are charging for vintage hard cakes. I just find that highly disrespectful to everybody who puts so much time and effort into their cake. Especially when having a birthday cake is a luxury. It is not a need. You do not get to tell these people how they're going to price their items when they know their worth. Let me just explain to you why home bakers charge so much money for hard cakes. The biggest reason are ingredients. Walmart, you are not going to get real buttercream cake. Getting something with a shortening, artificial flavoring and ingredients. These cakes were shipped to them from some warehouse. Simply just slapped together. Coming from a home baker though, you're getting a handmade cake start from finish. Some people use box cakes, but for me, I make everything from scratch. Right off the bat, the quality of ingredients are going to be drastically different. Also, do you know how expensive butter is? Need about 8 sticks of butter to bake a cake start to finish. And with everything else combined, that's at least $30 worth of ingredients, not including the labor.
8 sticks of butter? Holy shit.
I was like, I don't bake, but that feels like a lot.
Damn. Is buttercream just butter?
I don't.
What the fuck?
I have also heard that apparently, like, it's not like Walmart just has these being shipped. Like, they don't have a factory that's like machines making them. Like, there are people that are
making them.
And Walmart does have bakers on staff, some of which have their own private thing that they do on the side as well on social media that maybe it's not a full-time thing or they're learning or honing their skills or something here.
Yeah.
But it's like people work at Walmart that are actually bakers. Like there are people making these. It's not just like they're shipped in from another country.
They're not getting like stamped out. Yeah. I'm watching a video now of a time lapse of one of the bakers making it. And yeah, it looks
and it's like they could have their own reasons for working at Walmart. I don't know how much they get paid. A lot of them are like then bringing up how Walmart, I guess, notoriously underpays their workers. Now
they
it's
do.
Like, oh, these people are probably doing it for minimum wage. I haven't seen like any proof of anything, but like I don't know if that's really actually the case. Like I think people are making a lot of assumptions.
Now what I will say is that I don't doubt that what that girl that we're watching the TikTok that we were just playing, I don't doubt that what she's saying has some validity to it and that it would be frustrating because I feel like
People commenting that I think there might be people commenting that, but again, those aren't the people that are buying the cakes. Like it's people being assholes on the internet.
Maybe, but also I've heard a lot of stories of home bakers having negative interactions with customers who didn't believe that their work was worth what they were charging and being like, $150 for a cake, like fuck off. Well,
to that I say, and then don't to, like, fucking buy it. Like go away.
I mean, yeah, but just like working in the service industry and the food industry in general, it's tough. And so I do understand where she's coming from in terms of like people are just getting the wrong idea of what we should be charging because it's not the same thing. So I think that it is important for people to understand that difference.
To me, it's like, well, obviously, like that.
But it's not obvious to everyone.
I know. And I guess to some people it's not, but it's like Walmart has different. When I even started to say earlier about the like, you don't go into Walmart just to buy one thing. I saw someone bringing up like a lot of people go into Walmart. They might buy a cake, but now Walmart's going to make more money because while they're in there, they're also going to buy candles and they're going to buy this and they're going to buy this and they're going to spend money elsewhere in Walmart that helps them make up for maybe the lack of profit margin on the cakes alone. The majority of people that are willing to spend that much on a cake are not like Walmart doesn't charge that. Like they get why Walmart charges that. Like there's very clear.
I guess I understand why home bakers, I mean, I'm going to let her TikTok finish, but like everything she said up to that point, it may be something that sucks where it's like she's saying like birthday cakes are a luxury. I don't think birthday cakes are a luxury. I think getting someone to personalize your birthday cake is a luxury, to make it to your specifications, to have your flavors, the size you want, everything exactly perfectly. That is a luxury. I don't think a birthday cake should be a luxury. I think
she
everybody
actually
should
does
be
a
able
follow
to get
up
one.
Where she,
oh, she does.
Tries to clarify that. Oh, okay. She's like, I don't mean it's a luxury and that it's like only some people should be up, but just it's not a necessity. And that it is something that you're like paying extra for. I get what she was saying. It's not supposed to be like poor people shouldn't get cakes, but it's like it's something that's like if you want a really nice cake that you have to pay for it and it is still a service.
It takes them more time.
Exactly.
Like obviously it's going to cost more. But again, I think some people are just dumb and I don't think that anyone is wrong here. Like I think that some people just don't understand. They look at home bakers and they're just like, you're in your house, like you're just baking a cake. Why are you charging so much? You know what I mean? They don't realize how many hours it takes. Yeah, literally.
A lot of this this because I asked even our researcher if there's like any people complaining about like Walmart's only charging this. Why are bakers charging this? And that doesn't seem to be like a common sentiment that's being made into videos.
It's just like they're making it a problem.
Yeah. So it's kind of almost like I think the bakers are like projecting like probably years worth of grief of like people being assholes and being like, I can't believe you charge that much. And they're just projecting it all into Walmart because now it's like, well, great. Now people are going to use that as an example. But I don't know if that many people really are using it as like a kind of.
Yeah, it probably is just the culmination of a lot of emotion. Yeah. Which I understand.
Secondly, Walmart is a huge company that can buy stuff in bulk, which will naturally make their cost to produce goods a lot cheaper so they can charge less money. But on the other hand, they're probably underpaying their employees at the same time. There was a talented baker behind every cake made at Walmart. They are probably getting paid minimum wage when they could start their own home bakery and make a lot more. And then lastly, you're also paying for the skill level from the home baker. If your Walmart even makes vintage heart cakes, we're going to be as attentive to detail as a custom cake artist. So if you order from a small business or order from Walmart, that's none of my business and I really don't care. But please don't undervalue these people because you can get it cheaper.
Seems like you care.
Don't undervalue people because you can get it cheaper. I mean, yeah, okay, I agree with that. She kind of confused me there.
It's a lot of like, but I don't really care. But it's like,
well, I think what's interesting is that she just said that there's talented bakers there that are not getting paid what they're worth. And then at the same time was just like,
the cakes are going to be shit. You
know what I mean? Well, she also said like, if there is a talented baker, because also she said like, they're made in a warehouse and they're shipped there and blah, blah.
So this next one is from someone called the Fantasy Bakery, but apparently it's a very similar sentiment.
I feel like these Walmart cakes are getting so out of hand. The fact that you can purchase a vintage heart cake for $5 to $25 is insane, considering sometimes ingredients alone cost $25 to $35, and that's not even mentioning other supplies like the cake boxes, cake boards, cake toppers, edible images. You have to remember that the people working there are getting paid minimum wage, even the bakers, so the supplies they use to make your cakes are provided to them by the company. They do not have to pay anything out of pocket, and that makes a big difference. And whether anyone likes to admit it or not, they really are not as neat as some other small businesses that I've seen, which is totally understandable because they do work at a much faster pace. And I've noticed a lot of the times they do not crumb coat their cakes, they don't fill their cakes the way that we do. So yeah, naturally their results are going to be a lot different than the rest of ours. I think it's great that there are more affordable options for people because I understand these cakes are really expensive and they are a luxury. So if you can find something that you desire for a much cheaper price, of course, it's only natural that you would go and get it. I would do the same. The issue is that A, the products are incomparable, and B, people think that small businesses need to.
I don't think that that's an issue.
Yeah.
Like, for her to be like, the issue is the product's gonna be shit. If someone's happy to pay $25 to get a cake that looks fine,
which then it brings me back to my original point. I'm like, I think there's a different market for the people that are going to Walmart to buy these cakes than the people that are like actively searching for private bakers that are gonna customize and make these like gorgeous. Yeah. And I don't think we have to shit on the people making them at Walmart to say that, like, okay, like, maybe the ingredients are different, or like the cake aspect of it is like pre-made and they're more of just like they're decorating it, not baking it. I don't know. Regardless, I think it's like, okay, well, there's a market for it. I would be very shocked to find that Walmart doing this now is really taking away from any of these bakers' businesses.
It seems like similar to me, because I used to do makeup professionally, and it just seems similar to me, like how you can go to any makeup counter or a Sephora or an Ulta, and you could buy a few products and then get your makeup done for free.
Yeah, not the same as if you hired a makeup artist.
It's not. It's just a different result. But if someone can do that and is happy with that, and they get products, you know what I mean, that they could like touch up with all night, and it makes sense for them, then great. There's plenty of other people that would rather pay a makeup artist $100, $200 and get it done to their exact like specifications. So to the style they know that makeup artist has. You go to a Sephora, it's sometimes even like a random person that works there. Like you don't even know who's going to do your makeup. So that is different.
They're not like trying to spend hours doing it. And it's like
they have
not
other shit to do. Yeah, exactly. It's very similar, but I don't think there's a need to be angry at that. It's more so just like, okay, there's other people that will value my work. And should they not, then they can go to a Sephora and go and do it. Like, that's fine.
Exactly.
And B, people think that small businesses need to charge the way that big companies charge. And that's just not realistic. We will not be able to make a livable profit if we work like that.
Is anybody asking that? Because that is insane if that's true.
Yeah, that's my whole thing. I'm like, I don't know how much of this is just projection and how much of it is like actually spurred by people like voicing concerns. But then this one in particular, the fantasy bakery, starts to backtrack a little bit.
Okay. She's responding to a comment that says, it's insane that people have access to affordable options is all I heard, to be honest.
Let's make this burn away gender reveal cake while I address some of the hate comments that I got in my previous video. Before I start, I just wanted to say that I'm sorry if I offended anyone at all. There was only a few people in my comments who actually understood where I was coming from, so I guess that means I did not deliver my message right. Anyway, the video was not against anyone who can't afford my cakes. The video was against people who compare small businesses to big corporations. That market is a multi-billion dollar company, so obviously they can afford to price and sell things a lot differently than me. That was all. I am on the same boat as the rest of you guys, believe me. The only thing that I will take back is my comment on the skills of some of the cakers. That was uncalled for. I don't know why I even mentioned that, because I've seen with my own two eyes the talent that some of them do carry. And my comment about their minimum wage, I genuinely from the bottom of my heart thought that everyone in that market gets paid minimum wage. That's just what I'm used to in America. Now let's address the word luxury. I did not mean that my cakes are so luxurious compared to Walmart. I meant that cakes in general are a luxury and not a necessity, whether they're expensive or inexpensive. And now that that's out of the way, let's watch my customer's reveal video from my experience with other customers.
Thanks. Okay, also, the ending, and then she throws in that the flowers around it are because it's like a rainbow baby, and I'm like, okay.
Wait, what do you mean? Oh, like using the her customer story to
to pat it. That. I was like,
I hope that's not her intention.
I hope so too, but I got kind of gross vibes. I'm like, let's leave your customer out of this.
Oh God. So she continues on? Yeah,
she kept talking.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what I've realized in my last two posts is that people really need to start taking some relaxation lessons. Because why are we outraged about an
No sentence has ever pissed me off more. People need to start taking some relaxation lessons. The fuck does that mean?
You were the one that was pressed about Walmart having cakes.
I wasn't even like too aggressive against her, but that just pissed me off. Yeah. That one just got me. Like, girl, stop. That's so pretentious to say. Yeah.
I swear one girl commented, you know, I've been boycotting that place, but because you posted this video, I'm going to go and purchase from them. And then people were calling me a fake activist because I said someone gets paid minimum wage when they don't. Like, make that make sense. I don't know. I'm failing to understand what exactly I said that was so wrong. I corrected myself in my second post, but regardless, there are more serious issues in this country that we all need to be heated over. Okay. I don't understand why people are in such a pickle over a cake. And some people were saying, don't ever support her business. She doesn't deserve it. Oh, I was thinking about getting something from you and I changed my mind. Girl, I'm booked and busy. Thanks, but no thanks. I did not know it was a crime to know your worth in 2025.
First of all, please point me in the direction of the absolute psychopath who ordered that cake. What the fuck was that? That is terrifying. What the flying fuck was that?
The cake aside.
How can we put it aside?
I am just like, just make cakes. Like, why are you still talking?
Well, if you're booked and busy, then why do you give a fuck about this Walmart thing?
Yeah, exactly. Well, also, I'm like, you were the one that brought it up.
Enough people that value your price, so who cares? Yeah. She's very pretentious. She wants to give off this like soft spoken and blah blah blah. But she's definitely,
So that kind of confirms my, like, I don't think anyone's really complaining. I think they're just projecting.
And also, that's like so stupid. I really don't like when people use things as serious as the state of the world right now to like,
there's energy for both.
Their own blow. Yeah, literally. And even if we don't have energy for both, okay, we'll make it. We can talk about two separate situations.
Why are we even talking about this? Well, you brought it up, ma'am.
Literally, you said something, people had a reaction to it. Get over it. I can't.
So a while ago, I don't even remember how, I think she maybe just followed me and she was verified. So I looked and then I saw all these beautiful cakes. So I was like, oh my God, who is this? Can we have one?
Oh yeah.
And then I found out that you can't ship them, which I'm still really depressed about. But this is Lydia from Bunny Bakery, and her handle is Ms. Bunny Bakery, and Bunny is spelled B-U-N-N-I. She makes these gorgeous cakes. So I was like,
they're insane.
Literally, I scrolled for so long, and then I was like, oh, cool, how do I order one? Then I was like,
Oh, I'm actually intrigued on her point of view here.
Yeah. So I was like, hello, baking queen. Super last minute, but we're about to film. And one of our topics is about the drama between Walmart and the home baker community. I said, was wondering if you had any thoughts I could share, anonymous or not. But she said we could share. And she said, hello there, my icon and my legend. I love you so much. I just finished the last episode. But oh my God, absolutely. I'm just a tiny fish in the bowl, but I've heard tons of mixed feelings throughout my own cake community on different opinions, but I can share a little of how I feel personally. I think that Walmart personally makes so much more profit off groceries alone that they could easily outsource their baked goods from other places. So it doesn't surprise me at all that they can afford to charge prices like $25. Personally, why charge more for a quote unquote luxury cake? There's tons of factors that come into play. I personally have worked and seen the behind the scenes of a lot of how at least one of the grocery stores does their baked goods section. They do not personally bake their items. Everything comes frozen or stores in freezers until an order comes in for decorating.
Like the sheet cakes, basically, they would already be baked.
I guess, but even when you think about like the heart ones, it's not like they're baking them in heart shapes. So it's like they just have like cake and then they're like cutting out.
Oh, maybe they get a bunch of cut out sheet cakes that they thaw out. Yeah. And then, okay.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal, $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
Overall, though, they really have so much more monetary room. And she's like, sorry, this is so long. I'll write in another message. I'm like, no, this is great. Keep it going. And I said, I feel like as a consumer, it's kind of a no shit that Walmart cakes probably aren't going to be tasting like a homemade one. And I feel like someone wanting a custom vintage style cake is not going to immediately turn to Walmart to go get it.
Yeah.
I feel like it's kind of a different market. And she said, I think that if someone wants to buy a cake from Walmart, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that for me personally. I know in this economy, I'm seriously lucky to even have customers, let alone people I see every year for a cake or sometimes more. And it's so kind because obviously the price point for some complex Lambeth, I don't know that means. Is that a type of cake?
Lambeth
cakes.
I'm so far removed from the cake industry. I should have
clarified.
It might have just been a typo too.
I don't know. The price point for some complex Lambeth cakes can vary depending on the artist as well. She said basically that it goes for most fields of service work. Like it just depends on the artist.
Okay. A Lambeth cake is not a typo. It is a cake decorated with intricate layers of icing to create 3D designs.
There you
so
go.
Like the heart thing looks three. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Then she said, Velvet Valley Cakes is a great example of someone deserving of charging larger prices because her cake receipts, her piping style, and her expertise plays a big factor in why she would charge so much versus someone slapping a I love you Capricorn bitch on a Walmart cake. Like, power to you. No haters in this house for a deal cake, but I do know that other bakers think it takes away customers. But if they were going to get the $25 cake, chances are, girl, they don't want to spend for a custom. Then she responded to mine. She said, no, seriously, 100%. She knows of bakers that have their own social media and like they sell their own private cakes, but they also do work at Walmart.
Oh, okay.
I said, oh, interesting. So people shitting on the expertise of the cake people, it's not like they hired randoms. It's not like they hired me to go make the cakes. It's like they're hiring people that are like in the cake sphere, at least. And she said, no, exactly. Some people want to create cakes and this might be where they can get their start and learn, and everyone starts somewhere, you know? I think everyone is blowing it out of proportion because at the end of the day, you will have customers, and I'm sure it's fun for the Walmart decorators to be able to make fun, trendy cakes. They're trendy. There are people who are wonderful at their craft and deserve to charge whatever they want. It's their own personal business, but I don't think Walmart is stealing away business, just trying to make a trendy cake more affordable for someone in need of something in a pinch or quick.
That makes sense.
She said, conclusion is, personally, I think that everyone can't expect people to be able to afford their pricing, and that's okay. The economy is crazy, and you have to be grateful people come back, and people who can't afford a $200 cake should be able to have one for their birthday or for whatever. And then she said, I'm honored to have been able to give any of my insight. You can totally tell it's for me, blah, blah. I'm just excited for CakeGate 3.0.
There you go. Is it 3.0 now? We had Happy Birthday Trilby. Who was 2.0?
I don't know, but we did have another Kate Gate.
Oh, we did, didn't we?
I just forget what it was.
Fuck.
Oh, and then also she said, people can be upset, but at the end of the day, it's a cake. It's supposed to be a good thing.
Period. No, I agree with that. I think that if you're really booked and busy and everything's kosher, to have such a
strong opinion.
It was strong, but also
aggressive.
It did feel pretentious. The second one. The first one, honestly, I didn't really, although aside from her voiceover giving me resilient Jenkins vibes, I was doing a bit of the overlap. I was just basically feeling like I understood what she was saying in terms of just like, she's probably experienced a lot of annoying shit as a baker where it's just like people are trying to like haggle and stuff.
Yeah.
What I will say is, at least, I don't know, this is from Indeed and ZipRecruiter. Okay. They apparently do like average salary estimates on certain positions, and their estimate on a baker hourly salary in Walmart is $16.06 per hour, and on the high end, $24 an hour.
And it's like In-N-Out pays like $20.
Yeah, but also you have to like which area, you know what I mean? Like if it's in my town, it would be different than if it was around you in California.
True, true,
because like the cost is way higher to live. But I will say, call me a socialist crazy person or whatever you want to call me, but like I think that $16 an hour, that's like minimum wage in my mind these days, like as far as like what it can actually get you in the long run.
Yeah.
I don't feel like $16 an hour is a substantial salary, but yeah. I will say I know that the value, like there's value in getting that check every 2 weeks, and there's people need to rely on that.
We've talked about that with Resilient Jenkins specifically. Yes, is the dream to be your own boss and make all the money yourself? Sure. But a lot of people, there's reasons they can't do that. They don't have the time commitment. They don't have the ability to get the infrastructure up and running to be able to do that. And if they still want to make cakes and they can get a job at Walmart, and that's okay with them, then...
Yeah. And I think it was the second girl, the fantasy bakery girl, who said, like, it'd be cheaper to just start your own business. And it's like, people can't just do that. You don't even have a reliable client list to support you through the process of like buying the ingredients and stuff. There's investments even in a small scale thing.
Exactly.
Like, that's so
I mean,
silly.
Even like we learned from the micro bakery girl, like she spent God knows what in her in-laws house. Like she had a whole separate baking room. And it's like, you can't just turn your kitchen, especially if you have a bunch of kids and like there's other people living there. You can't just like take over your kitchen and make it your personal bakery. So, and even like Lydia said, maybe there's people that want to get some experience doing it. And so they go to Walmart and then they eventually can leave and do their own cake business. But I think at the end of the day, it's not as deep, and there's kind of a, I think there's a market for everyone.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that overall, as many issues as I can see with Walmart as a whole, as a corporation, it is a good thing that people have access to cakes like this that otherwise they may not have been able to. Again, like you can literally get it with food stamps. That is invaluable to a lot of people. Like they really, really otherwise would not get to experience something like that. So I think that outweighs, you know, some of the grievances that the home bakers, you know, presented, especially that second one. That
when was I think that really the home bakers also need to, the ones that are getting comments, because I'm not going to say that they aren't getting comments like that, but just to think about
they
the
just
fact,
haven't shown them.
I was going to say that you might be getting those comments, but you have to ask yourself, like, are those people that are really buying your cakes, or are they just being assholes? Because, like, that's probably just
it's
people
probably
being assholes.
Latter. Yeah. All right. Well, moving on. We love the internet.
Yeah.
So I don't know where the fuck... Oh, no. It says it right here. It's from, I guess, a documentary called Bernie 2011.
Like Bernie Sanders?
I don't think it's about... No, they're not talking about Bernie Sanders in this clip. So I have no idea if Bernie Sanders has any relation to what I'm about to show you.
You got it. Okay.
But I saw this clip and it made me laugh. You know those like clips where they're interviewing friends post-death, like the person has died, and they're just describing them like if they were like really mean? Well, there's some where they describe her as like, not even they were really mean, but they're like, they're really mean about describing them. There's like a whole side of my For You page that shows this, like interviews.
I wonder if I'm about to have seen this one because I play it.
Maybe. It might have been.
She was just a mean, old, hateful bitch. Hey, there's just no other way to put it. She wasn't friendly. She really wasn't. And she probably... There are people in town, honey, that would have shot her for $5. You know, I mean, when you live in a small town, you've got to be friendly and nice to folks.
She would chew your ass after off a hat. I mean, she'd rip you a brand new 3-bedroom, 2-bath, double wide asshole. No problem.
He is so iconic for just spitting that out, not stuttering, just nailing that line. And I just want to use it forever. Also, you don't think this is how people are going to describe me when I die, right?
No. Okay. Like, that's, okay. I'm like, that is all the, I'm assuming know. These weren't her friends.
I don't know. What did she do? I need to see more. I really need to learn more about this lady.
Oh my God. I kind of want to find, the one I watched wasn't really funny. It was more just like, holy shit.
Oh yeah. Where they were like describing her as like huge.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've definitely, me and Alex have sent that and been like, I know this is how you're going to describe me. Because me and Alex do be bullying
like,
each
oh
other.
Oh my God. But then you found out, I'm pretty sure she was like murdered someone or like.
Oh, she. Oh.
She did something bad. So then it was like, okay, now I don't feel as bad. But like, it was still pretty harsh.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Anyway, it's him singing in a field. And I don't know for sure if they are wild horses or if they're just like horses that happen to be in this field.
So is the horses are like the reason why you love this video?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Got it. You are the horse girl. The horse girl.
And I've seen this guy before. He basically plays his guitar and like sets up and it's just like him and a guitar and a camera and a microphone, and he does it, and like animals will like come over to him, like they like his singing.
Oh, that's sweet.
But they literally like all come running over.
Oh my gosh,
is it so sweet? They're like, ooh,
they're like, hell yeah. They're so close. Holy shit. Oh my God, this one's gonna eat the phone. I was about to say he has a lot of restraint for not touching them, but there he is, petting them. You just got to. I get it.
Oh my God, I'm dying. One of the comments is, the question is, are they his horses? If they've never met him, this is extraordinary. Yeah, no, and I'm pretty sure they are not his horses.
Well, guys, anyway, if you made it to the end, we appreciate you. What a journey. The cakes were like, it was like we went just to the moon with that first topic, and like the cakes were good, but it just was so,
the cakes were like a come down.
Yeah, we needed it though. We needed a little bit of a cool down. Anyway, if you made it to the end, we do appreciate you. And as always, we hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we will see you on Monday. Bye.
Cheers.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.